Let's hear about a couple more of your patients, or at least one more. 61-year-old man with small cell, and looks like he had a lot of problems with GI issues with ipi/nivo. So I want to hear about that.
Yeah, so this was one of my patients coming from the CheckMate 451 trial, which is a trial looking on the efficacy of nivolumab and ipilimumab in the maintenance setting of small cell lung cancer. So patients are receiving platinum-based chemotherapy, and if there is a response, these patients are randomized to nivo, nivo-ipi, or placebo. And this was a patient, extensive disease, small cell lung cancer, good response after platinum etoposide. He was randomized. Well, this must have been the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab. So he got the first injection of the combination. I saw him 3 weeks later. He had some, let's say, very mild diarrhea. So I said, okay, this might be related to the immunotherapy. I prescribed loperamide according to the protocol. He came back and said, well, everything is fine. So he got the second shot. But then he got a very severe enterocolitis. And the problem was that this patient was not from my area. So he was coming from an area 200 kilometers from my center. So he was sent to another hospital. So I contacted the hospital and said, well, be aware, this patient had received an immunotherapy combination. This might be an immune-associated colitis, enterocolitis. You have to give him steroids. Perhaps you have to give him infliximab, but he never received this. And therefore, he had a very prolonged deterioration of this side effect. And I think it's very important. If we do see this substantial GI adverse events, we really have to give the patients the appropriate treatments to control the adverse events.
How often do you see colitis with just PD-1 or PD-L1 alone without the ipi? And how often do you end up using infliximab?
Well, so I think this was clearly related to the combination of ipilimumab and nivolumab. So I very, very rarely seen this associated with nivolumab. So ipilimumab is the driving factor for the GI toxicity. And we use infliximab in, let's say, few patients, less than 10% of our patients showing up with this enterocolitis. I think it is of importance to use high-dose steroids as early as possible. Then you have a chance to control the enterocolitis. And if this doesn't work, but you have to monitor the patient, then indeed you have to give them infliximab.